Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 it's Thursday, 4 o'clock. Oh, it's 2016. That means it's the first show of the year. It's time for Johnny and Inel Live and Loud!
Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yep. Oh. Yep, that's right.
First show of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pleased you put that caveat in that it is 2016, because last Thursday at 4 p.m. we weren't on there.
No.
So yeah. It's not just set in stone.
A few people found that out. Yeah, disgruntled.
The hard way. 2016 is going to be a tough year. You're not always going to get what you want. Yeah. We weren't there for you.
I put that caveat there because, you know, some people might think it's pre-recorded me just doing that little bit at the top, just to let people know it's live every time.
It's live, and it was loud as well. It was both. We're like...
False advertising if it isn't.
Yeah, do what we say on the tin. Yeah. Absolutely. How's your 2016 going so far?
Not bad, actually. I started off a bit slow because, you know what, I relaxed a bit too much during the holidays. I was pigging out, man. Like, yeah. 2016, when as soon as it started, I looked down at my belly and I was like, man, look at that.
No question, mate. I found the chip pan as well. Big time. Absolute got a gut on him. Big time. But, yeah. You know.
Is that why you're wearing tracksuit bottoms?
Yeah.
It's just easier to slip on.
Firing straight into that, are you? Oh. That was going to be a late reveal, but no. Didn't start with that.
I was going to say, usually got jeans and a belt, but.
Usually taking care of himself. Now I'm more like, yeah, like I'm in a Rocky training montage. Just constantly bouncing around. Absolutely. Absolutely. I look like I've basically been kicked through Sports Direct.
But that's a pleased view. I can. Looking slick.
I don't know whether I'm kind of cooler because I've got the whole branded theme, or just like looking like a geek because I've just gone full blown Adidas today. But I was writing some stuff for today's show, and I was sitting in this stuff, and I thought, why get changed? Why bother?
I need to carry this mood with me.
Exactly.
I want to put that fresh out of bed mood.
I'm sitting there, I'm going, well, I could put some jeans on to go to the studio. Why bother? No one sees me anyway. You know, every now and then they put a photo up on Twitter and go, oh, this is what they look like. What's the point? You know what I mean? And most of the time it's from the like waist upwards anyway. So, yeah, I've got some joggers on. Deal with it.
And it's point to say hello to the listeners.
Hi, listeners.
Deal with it. Hello, listeners.
We've got aversions to joggers. Tune out now. Don't tune out, actually. No, don't. Yeah, no,
stay,
no. Never,
stay.
Ever.
If anything, tell your friends.
Yeah, so, tell your friends.
No, but no, it's good to be back. And thank you guys for tuning in once again for another Live and Loud session.
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. Should we tell them what's coming up on the show today, Inel?
Oh, gosh, guys. Oh. You know what it is. We're going to be talking about what's trending. What has everyone been talking about in the media today? And there's been a lot of stories of 2016 already.
Yeah, there's been quite a lot going on.
So
you know,
much has been happening. People didn't wait.
A lot of things.
Well, didn't wait for some people couldn't.
Yeah, it's been everyone's choice to set their stories, but we'll get into that in a bit. Yeah, we'll be talking about all the stories that have been getting everyone talking on social media and the like.
Indeed.
Do you know what? That's not it. After what's trending, we're also going to be doing our infamous Lend an ear section.
Yeah, the part of the show where me and Johnny answer your problems and your predicaments. Send them in and we will answer them. We'll give you the best advice you ever hear. And you'll be like, yeah, I know what to do now.
Yeah, it's not even advice. It's just guaranteed this is what has to happen. This is
follow
just,
it.
Yeah,
it's blueprint.
It's just maths. You know, this is it. Okay, then you do that. It's guaranteed foolproof.
But Johnny, how did they send their problems in, man?
Well, you can email us, guys, and that's at johnnyandinel@fubarradio.com.
Yes!
You can also tweet us you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or at Johnny and Inel as well.
We do love a bit of tweeting, so send us your tweets. That's nice if you've got some feedback for us. And if you do have those problems, get emailing now. I mean, I can hear a couple of people typing, but yes, you're listening. I'm talking to you directly. Get the hands on the keyboard. He's stop
actually,
typing.
He's actually pointing at me at the moment, so it's not making sense. But
there's no keyboard in front of me, I know.
Yeah, it works though because we're on radio. He's talking to you listening there, sitting on the toilet right now. There's probably no one sitting on the toilet, but in case there is,
yeah, wipe your bum first. Before you start
yeah,
typing.
Exactly. Don't email us. We don't want to hear your kind of nonsense. You stay where you are.
What do? I'm out of paper.
2016 emergencies.
First world problems.
I'm pretty sure those are third world problems as well, to be fair. problem wherever you are in the world.
See, the mass of problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody wants to know the answer. What are you doing?
I'm pretty sure that's how cholera starts spreading, to be fair. Kind of lack of sanitation. So, yeah, clean yourself up.
Anyone got any anti-bac? No?
So, after our lend an ear section, I know, what's coming up after that?
After our lend an ear section, we've got our blast from the past section.
Blasting.
I do like that. I love the way it lingers as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's still going there. It's just still, yeah.
Hear the rumbling.
And he's done.
All those that got headphones on, they can feel it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can feel it as well, man.
Full on solid blast. The blast from the past section is the section of the show where we take a buzzword, I know, take a buzzword, mm-hmm. and then we talk about the stories that that makes us think about, basically, different things that it might trigger in our mind. And after that, we'll actually play a song that are connected to the stories and the anecdotes that we've just told.
That's nice. I like that. And today's blast from the past word is... Very good
buzzword
one.
Is... Shame.
Shame.
Absolutely shame. Things that are, I guess, have made us shameful, or people we know shameful.
That's right.
And we know, judging because we're quite close to our listeners out there, we know that there's a lot of people who should be ashamed and have lots of things to be ashamed of. So we'll remind you of our email that you can send.
JohnnyandInL@foobarradio.com.
If there's things that that buzzword shame makes you think about, let us know.
Exactly. Especially after the Christmas holidays has just happened. I'm pretty certain a couple of people have done some shameful things. So get them in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And later after that, we're also going to be doing our spoilers on screen.
Ooh, spoilers on screen. What have you been watching, man?
Oh, there's been a lot of stuff going on. Really, there's been a lot of long stuff. But obviously, we might as well talk about the show that's got everyone talking at the moment, which is Making a Murderer. Oh,
I just finished that yesterday.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, I did it very, very quickly, to be fair. Yeah.
One sitting.
I've done five in a go, no problems. I was saying to you earlier, my mate came back, he's a teacher, came back after work at about four, done eight in a night. Done eight, he was upset with himself, he hadn't done his marking. He was saying he couldn't sleep. So yeah.
I bet he was pleased that he was an expert in law, though.
Yeah, absolutely. He couldn't teach the lesson next day, but he had some really poignant views on the Stephen Avery case.
And forensic evidence.
But no, it's been a massive, massive little program. Everyone's kind of had their little viewpoint on it. If you haven't seen it by now, watch it. There may be some spoilers, hence the spoilers on screen bit.
Yeah,
but
if you have seen it, we'll be discussing it later, so you can join in the conversation as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, so much, you know.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
You say we're going to do all of that in 2 hours?
Yeah, I think we're going to get at least give it a go. There's no room for anything else, to be honest. We'll get absolutely jammed.
If anything, we'd have to take some stuff out.
Yeah, we might have to take a couple of things.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
What's it?
Let's just crank it up a little bit more, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
And let's just try and find a little bit more for some of the biggest thumpers.
Thumpers!
And bangers!
Bangers!
And bumpers!
Bumpers!
And fangers!
Fangers!
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Big bully boy bangers coming out.
Big
this
bully boy bangers!
In
yes!
this show. Because we're renowned for it, playing only the best in tunes.
That's right.
Tunage. yeah.
I do like the big bully boy bangers.
Thank you. Alliteration at the top of the show. We are renowned for playing absolute bangers and thumpers, and I think this show will be no different. So I think we're going to start off with one, actually.
That sounds good.
This show's song has really got me quite excited. A little hot under the collar lately. I heard it recently, a couple of weeks back, and think it's fantastic. This is by Blackalicious, and it's called On Fire Tonight.
Our next guests have already become some kind of a children's institution. They're fast, they're good, and just playing too much. Ladies and gentlemen,
Black, I'm back again, attacker, MC actor, and I'm back to end your sin, you to a tip, your rap again. Rap up, get an accident, see sacrilegious afterthoughts, I'm lacking, I will smack him, but the scratching is a master clean. Soak up in it, though I've been it, potent centered, I deliver. Open such, you double such, you must be spoken, dust and cigar crunch. Hit our dope, it's no fear, you live more months in your shop, but your sin is not within our circumference, it's learned, I'm time to get her. Done for citizens and anyone that's listening, my rhythm sounds your little uninventive shit is done, come learn a little wisdom, little ones. Get turned on with precision, get a ton of inner shit, begin your trip to busy and uncharted, come started, run forward, run worded. A time is so funky in here, you think somebody forded. Come forward, unorthodox style, you think I'm forward. Come crashing in from after when these raps are twisting your hood. We Flames, turn to me and say, heard your B.O.B. and your thirst when you burst them cheese with flames. Keep your dang little comments to yourself or you might just see the same. I am the heat miser, miser repeat my Hebrew rain. Seek and keep your lane, the lane I'm in is an illegal lane. Keep your sane thoughts from insanity, you don't want to see no pain. Be your way, I'll meet forever, I don't really see no way. I'll conform to what is hot presently, I'd rather keep my range. I'll seek the strange patterns, range roving up in your brain with mathematical, radical, sabbatical, agile talent that'll battle you lanes. After you came, you left with a loss of breath and stabbings and pain. Your neck and chest from where the rest of the gathering was trampling away at. As the whole place burned down to ashes in decay, and you look back and on to the flames rising in a massive array. As I stood there on stage alone after the blazing inferno that happened off the cliff, the president had to be made.
We don't fight at night, we don't fight at night, we don't fight at night. We don't fight at night, we don't fight at night, we don't fight at night. Yeah. We don't fight at night, we don't fight at night, we don't fight at night. If you arrive with spite, you'll be nervous with the rhythm. First dynamite, we designed it right. When it's time to fight, for the kind of light. When you shine bright, with a 9 to 5. Or behind the mic, for the prize of life. When we ride it out.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
Monty the Bear, congratulations on landing a role in a big feature film. That's a big thing. But what about these allegations that apparently you bummed Leonardo DiCaprio on set?
Hey, man, I'll be honest with you, man. Leo's probably a bit embarrassed that, you know, me and him got it on. Because I'm a gay bear, you know. I'm a gay bear. I'm proud to admit I'm a gay bear.
That's good. Is there a lot of...
I'm a gay-ass bear.
Is there a lot of gay bears, or are you a lonely gay bear?
I'm the only gay bear in the forest, man. You know?
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, you can check that out. But you were just listening to Blackalicious on Fire Tonight with me, Inel, and him, Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, well, let's give us our... if we're going to do it, let's give it our...
Oh, you want to do it officially, do you?
I mean, yeah, like, you might not have realised who you were listening to. You are actually listening to Johnny and Inel, but, you know, particularly myself, Johnny.
Mr. Loverman.
Johnny. So, and...
Yeah, okay, yeah. And me, Inel.
Yeah.
Tomlinson, yeah.
You got...
Yeah, no.
Start the year as we mean to go on.
I thought we was going to leave that behind in 2015.
Some things are worth bringing forward, baby. Timeless.
We've got a tweet here.
We've
got a lovely tweet here from Paul. He says, "Welcome back, boys. Missed you both. Roll on Johnny and Inel 2016. Boom."
Nice one, Paul.
Nice one, Paul.
Those
tweets keep coming in.
Yeah, pleased to be back. So, nice one. Cheers, Paul. Good to hear from you, mate.
It's always nice.
What that means as well, don't you?
Ooh.
First email
2016. Who's the lucky person? What do they have to say?
Well, Freddy Krueger sleep. Hey, Johnny and Inel.
Hi.
Thank God you're back.
I didn't know what to do.
I like that. You've charmed me with that, haven't you?
Yeah,
thank God you're
start.
Back. I've missed you. I was listening to some of your shows over Christmas, and I know you are good with a relationship story. What are your thoughts about this?
Ooh.
Okay. Right. I've been with my boyfriend for a few weeks. We spent some time in the bedroom, but I had never stayed the night with him until Monday night. Mm-hmm. What a Monday it was.
Oh.
I used to think the most annoying thing someone could do when they were asleep was to snore. I was wrong.
Oh.
I was having a nice dream and was awoken by my boyfriend whispering into my ear, "A Nightmare on Elm Street."
You what?
You what? Which made me wake up and not know what the hell was going on. I sat up and was about to ask him and noticed he was asleep. I went back to sleep and a bit later he did it again. I lay there terrified all night.
Oh no.
Over the next 6 hours he kept whispering to me that phrase. And also occasionally, "I'll see my solicitor."
Oh my gosh, that guy's haunted, you know.
It in the morning, I was tired and confused.
Of course you're tired! Of course! You need to exercise that guy.
And mentioned it to him, and he just said that sometimes he talks in his sleep. Oh. What kind of sleep disorder is this? I'm scared that he might be Freddy Krueger in his spare time. Oh. Thanks, Amy and Lewisham.
Amy, you need to get rid.
Amy, that's not no sleep talk. Sleep talk is just like mumbling in your sleep when you start saying random words. Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger stuff.
Yeah,
no, you need to get rid.
That is a bold one, definitely, that, to be
oh
fair.
Oh, my God.
That ain't just like, you
that's
know, your random kind of thing. Like, just coming out of random sentences like, oh, I've got to catch the bus or something like
yeah.
that. Like, oh, all right, random chat. Yeah. Not Nightmare on Elm Street.
Whispering it.
What's he dreaming about? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean especially the solicitor line.
Yeah, I mean, that's even merging them two together. The
merging
fact that
it.
Freddy's obviously attacked him, and then he said, well, I need to get my solicitor involved. I've got blade marks all over me. I'll see you in small claims court, Freddy.
I'm telling you what, that's the making of a murderer season
yeah,
two.
Absolutely.
Season
little unhinged.
Two right
I've heard about things where, like, people go to sleep and kill people in their sleep as well. I don't want to freak you out too much, Amy.
Yeah, don't worry about Amy.
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, there are other characters he could have come out with to kind of... I mean, that is pretty... But if someone started doing that, I'd have to go...
Freddy Krueger lives in people's nightmares and he's whispering it.
Yeah.
You can't sleep when someone's saying that.
Yeah.
You
I mean,
can't.
I've been known to snore, for instance, and you often get a little shove and stop, you know, mm-hmm. but you're just going to have to full on start slapping him around the face when he starts giving it Freddy
Krueger.
You've
got to start punching some people.
Yeah.
It's talking about Krueger when you're trying to sleep, you know.
Just a bucket of water if
got
not.
A big day the next day and someone's whispering in your ear.
You're a bag of nerves because you think Freddy's turned up.
Do you know what I mean?
Freddy's hanging out in Lewisham. Oh dear, it's in your dreams and in the borough.
Oh good. Gosh, that's a fantastic first email to 2016, that was.
Nice one for that, Amy, cheers, thank you.
Good luck, Amy, good luck.
Right, so now it is time for What's Trending.
Oh, it is, too.
It is what time for What's Trending. Now, obviously, we missed last week, but... you know, we're doing stuff that's happened kind of in the last week, but there's been a lot that's gone on.
There has been this week.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, usually when we do What's Trending, we always stay away from, like, the kind of, you know, more serious stories and more somber ones. And obviously, this week's news has been dominated by the death of musical icon David Bowie.
Indeed, and his battle for cancer as well.
Yeah. He, you know, obviously 69, and he lost a 2-year battle with cancer, which everyone probably knows about by now. Mm. Now, obviously, you know, great loss and everything, and that on its own is certainly not entertaining in any way, you know. But, however, the death of David Bowie has actually led to a few... kind of side stories, if you like, which are a little bit more entertaining. I think we may actually be focusing on that because, for our listeners and everyone out there, there are a few stories that certainly perked my attention. The first one was that when David Bowie actually died... Well, basically, I don't know whether it was a kind of a misunderstanding or people being a little bit mischievous, but there was a rumour going around, certainly in the Twitter sphere, that it was actually house DJ David Zowie that had died. the guy who made that song, when I'm in the house every weekend, house every... Literally, so they've been going around, like, Twitter's going, oh, I can't believe David Zowie's dead. All these heartfelt messages. I've got a few Twitter messages that were out there. Some of them are absolutely outrageous. The first one tweet is, gutted that David Zowie died.
Gutted!
Absolutely gutted. House every weekend was some tune, man. It was just ridiculous.
Bound
right?
for the reload.
So they're not complete. They go again. There's another one. R.I.P. David Zowie. We'll always remember House every weekend. That's one of the best songs ever. I mean, they're full on going passionate about it now, like proper, like, you know, this is like, I am never going to forget House every weekend, like proper dedications. One of it, like.
When it comes to house every weekend,
yeah.
house every weekend.
That's right. I will always love House every weekend. Always love it.
Who doesn't love that song?
Yeah, I mean,
I bet there was some real tears shed.
Yeah, but it's the nature of it. Like, people are genuine. I mean, I'm not trying to say David Zowie ain't great and everything. It's just at the level to what people were already going.
He's just not a legend like that.
You know, to be fair to David Bowie, people are cut up, but he's been going for like 5 decades or something in the entertainment industry. He's done songs that are like classic songs and have really impacted, and life has affected popular culture. Mm. David Zowie has lost every weekend, and that's it. He's going to be on a Now 36 album or something stupid.
He's affected
like that.
A lot of clubbers. Yeah. a lot of ravers. Love that song.
Well, the tweets get even better, right? What, some of them are not even afraid to incriminate themselves when paying homage to David Zowie, who's not even dead. One of them, RIP David Zowie, dropped countless times to House every weekend last year. By dropped, for out-of-touch people, possibly dropped his meaning dropping Ecky pills and all that. So, dropped countless times to our house every weekend last year. Musical legends.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You will be missed. David Zowie must be sitting there going, what is going on?
Just play it out. Exactly. Followers are going up. Don't say anything.
I'm playing in your local liquid nightclub. What's going on?
That probably was happening. His followers are just going up and up, and he's like, yeah, I best not say anything. We don't have it for now.
Yeah, exactly.
He's let the followers come in first.
Well, he's getting loads of love. He's like, he's got to see what it's like if he actually dies, the fans that would love him. He's getting a kind of foresight into it.
I guess that is a sign, isn't it? How many followers do you get once you pass?
Yeah, yeah. He's getting treated like Tupac and Marley, this guy. David Zowie's got to be remembered with a grace.
Oh, I tell you what, if Tupac passed now, he'd probably have the most followers on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, probably now. Definitely. But the thing about it is, right, is this might be a generational thing, right, because someone like the younger kids and that might not actually know who David Bowie is. Like, I have to get my head around stuff like this. Like, do you remember when we talked about Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
And people didn't even know what Jurassic, like, young kids wouldn't even know what it was until Jurassic World came out. People don't even know who David Bowie is. Like, it's crazy. They only know who David Bowie is.
The same thing happened when, I guess, Paul McCartney kind of collaborated with Kanye. And then people were saying, oh, it's good to see Kanye letting these new people come through. Yeah. Helping out the youngers.
he's coming to music like this old fella, isn't he? McCartney, whatever his name is.
But it's good that Kanye's like reaching out and helping. Yeah. Giving him a platform.
Sounds like the lady who does the veggie burgers. But you know,
the lady does the veggie burgers.
It's a slow burner, that one, obviously.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
I don't know if it is a generational thing. What it could be, like, they only know David Zowie, older people know David Bowie, but what gets me is in these young people's minds, they're genuinely believing that, you know, they're going to see their parents all upset that David Bowie's actually died, and they're thinking it's David Zowie. Look at their mum going, I didn't know you liked House every weekend.
I didn't know you dropped it like that, mum.
Just walking over to you, mum. Should we give it one more listen? Come on, mum, get your hands in the air. Celebrate his life. Just celebrate his life. Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes.
It's just ridiculous. But the final tweet I saw as well was, RIP David Zowie, House every weekend was the sound of summer 2015.
It was the sound! That's what people want!
But isn't the best bit? It's always the good ones that go early.
Do you know what? To pay respects, we might have to play it again. If he passed, I probably would have cried.
After that. banger.
People were playing that on the radio.
That's a banger.
And dedications to him and
that
everything.
That is a banger.
But I'm sorry. Who's tweeting? Like, literally, always the good ones that go early. Now, I do not know David Zowie. I don't know him, okay? And I don't know what he's done and achieved in his life outside of house every weekend. But I don't know if his life's work justifies him being put in the category of the good ones. I really don't. I mean, literally, what value system has this guy got to put David Zowie in the good ones category? Like, genuinely, it sounds like he'd have a breakdown if Calvin Harris died or something. You know what I mean? Like, unbelievable. Like, just, why, Lord, why'd you keep taking the good house, DJs? Crazy.
That's amazing, that is.
Yeah, so, you know, those people are pretty messed up out there. Pretty messed up indeed.
That was sort of weird.
So, yeah, but to be clear, guys, David Zowie isn't dead.
He's still alive, but rest in peace for David Bowie.
Yeah, rest in peace.
And Alan Rickman as well, who passed today.
Yeah, I know. But do you know what? It wasn't actually just the kids on Twitter who got modelled up with the David Bowie one as well. There is actually another one as well. Now, it was just hilarious, because I actually watched it anyway, but in a bit of a weird twist of fate, in Celebrity Big Brother right now, is David Bowie's ex-wife, Angie Bowie, right? So, basically, Angie Bowie obviously has to be told that her, you know, late ex-husband is now dead. So she goes into the diary room, and gets told that David Bowie, unfortunately, has died. So the other people that are in there, I think the guy who plays Christian off EastEnders goes in, and David Guest, who used to be married to Liza Minnelli, they both go in to console her.
Mm-hmm.
After that, she comes out and she gets herself together. David Guest has to go and have a little lay down because she's feeling a bit under the weather or whatever. And then Angie Bowie goes over to another housemate, Tiffany Pollard, who's some American lady from reality show, and tells her that, her ex-husband's passed, but she says David's died. Now, Tiffany, the person she's explaining it to, somehow understands that as being David Guest, also housemate in the Celebrity Big Brother house, has died in the space of the 30 minutes that they're out of the room. And this scene unravels, and we'll play it.
You can't say a word.
Nothing.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't do that.
What the is that?
Sit down. Oh my gosh. Sit down. Stop it. They're all gonna know.
Sit down. Stop it.
They're all gonna know.
So, to be clear, Angie Bowie has said to Tiffany, David's died of cancer, right? And Tiffany believes that David Guest, in the half an hour she hasn't seen him, in the Big Brother house, has died of cancer, okay? And starts becoming hysterical and going, oh no, David's dead! David's dead!
And other ways, like, she must think, like, the other one's trying to cover it up. It's like, don't, keep it quiet, don't tell anyone, don't tell anyone!
That's Darren Day as well going, what the F is going on in there? Like, it's just, it just goes into this manic scene, right? So basically, to cut a long story short, she goes in, she's going absolutely nuts thinking that David has actually died. And he's under the quilts at this point as well. So he's in the bedroom, like, kind of just being asleep or whatever. And she's going, David's there. Like, but fair enough, like, the misunderstanding happened. But in her mind, does she actually believe that, first of all, Big Brother has put a terminally ill person into the Big Brother house who might drop dead at any point? You know what I mean? And I mean, think about the punishments they give to people as well. Like, you know, you've got terminally ill, in her mind, David Guest being like, you failed your task, you're now on basic rations. I know you ain't got long left, Dave, but yeah, you're going to be on gruel for the last couple of days.
Gruel. Well, he failed the task.
This is it.
It's got out that groove.
just going on absolutely mental with them. Yeah, you got gruel, you are on cold showers as well.
Oh,
don't give us a sob story, Dave. You went in there.
You knew the rules.
Exactly. But Big Brother coming out going, this is Big Brother, just to let you know you can't vote David Guest out because he just died in a diary room. He's still in here.
How long did Big Brother let it go on for before they said, by the way?
They didn't say it. Oh no, honestly, this is it. You guys should check this out.
Is that when they got the complaints?
quite possibly. It was a mental scene, an absolutely mental scene. But I maybe though, as crazy as it is, that Tiffany girl might have actually stumbled on across a new idea for a new programme, like a kind of Big Brother in a hospice where they put all, like, terminally ill people in there, and just instead of, like, voting people out, you just vote to withhold treatment on these people. So when they get voted out, it's like voting out of life. Just like, they're gone.
Well, Deirdre had all the biscuits, so I say she shouldn't get her
she shouldn't get her pills.
Yes. No, she doesn't deserve it. She's picking out on all the biscuits. She has all the custard creams. She doesn't deserve the pills.
She's forming little gangs, just going, this person needs to go out of life.
And now Tiffany voted against me.
No, she did.
You voted against me, so I vote against you.
I don't need my pills, I'm fine.
But genuinely, it's a hilarious thing. You should check it out on YouTube as well. So obviously, what started with a very serious and, you know, kind of sad point has led to a couple of quite random and quite funny little stories, so check them out.
Oh, God.
What else is trending, Lionel?
Oh, yes. It was Kiss a Ginger Day on January the 2nd. So that was the 12th, on Tuesday, last Tuesday. That's amazing. Like a Kiss a Ginger Day. It's almost like a thing that's there to kind of stop kind of bullying of people with red hair. Because people always kind of get picked on as a kind of, and segregated, I guess, from different things, because people say, oh, people with red hair and ginger people, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Did you kiss any gingers on that day?
I didn't kiss any gingers, actually. I mean, I would be up for it, though, to be fair. I've had my fair share in my time.
Yeah?
Yeah, not afraid to get involved.
Floating along on the hashtags.
Yeah.
I'll help anyone out.
Absolutely. Come on down.
I will be at this address handing out free kisses.
Future's bright, future's orange. Let's go. But, no, it was a Kiss a Ginger. So it's in reaction to Kick a Ginger Day, which, basically, there's someone, some little goon had set up that on, like, Facebook, Kick a Ginger Day. So, you know, to try and kind of, you know, be a positive force for ginger awareness, they done Kiss a Ginger Day. And I didn't kiss a ginger, which is a shame, actually.
They even had, like, an official kind of event, and they held at a pub, where they invited, like, ginger people to come down to celebrate it. Yeah.
Decent. Well, I do notice that Kiss a Ginger Day was actually in winter, managing to avoid their arch nemesis, the sun. Which is good.
Can't possibly hold it in May.
not allowed out.
I'm waiting for Kiss a Black Guy Day.
Well, that's it. No, but
that's my day.
The thing is like, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of people say, and probably rightfully so, that, you know, kind of ginger racism seems to be one of the last acceptable forms of racism, because you wouldn't have a Kiss a Black Guy Day, because absolutely, like you, I'm like, come on down, you know what I mean? Absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't stand for that, obviously. I mean, I would have launched the biggest protest ever the next day. After I've snogged everyone, quite frankly, I'll be walking around with like coal sores and stuff going, no, it's terrible what happened there. We shouldn't be sexing out like that, man. Yes, I kissed a few people, but that's not the point.
No one should have to go through all that.
I'm sick of being treated like a piece
of
meat.
It's unfair. I was ganged up on.
Yeah. How many did I kiss? 21. It's not the point, okay? Okay? I was playing my part, but no, it's very bad.
took tickets. Yeah. Made a point.
Absolutely.
You're not supposed to get a kiss until 12. Come back then.
Yeah, we might have to set up Kiss a Black Guy Day, to be fair.
Do you ever do those, like, kiss-a-thon things? You know, people kind of do those things for charity where it's like, oh, a pound a kiss sort of thing. Did you ever have any of those?
No, I didn't, actually, to be fair. I think a pound might be a little bit too much for me. I'll be doing some cut prices.
For the next 20 minutes, guys.
We're down to 27p. Not 27p, guys.
27p.
If you have 27p, that's 26p.
And that's just to cover the admin costs.
Exactly. Just go, hey, look, I've had to buy my own lip seal, okay? I shouldn't be out of pocket. You're winning, not me.
Hey, you should bring your own chapstick. What am I having to
to provide.
They're by themselves, aren't they, eh? Oh, but yeah, no, yeah. That, so Kiss of Ginger Day was out there, and I didn't actually get involved, but yeah, shame. Would have liked
it. There
was
a lot of people on Twitter, though. They were like posting pictures of themselves under the hashtag, and like a lot of, well, I guess a lot of redheaded people kind of like posing and pouting and stuff. So I wonder if they got lucky.
Yeah, they were doing all the most eligible ginger people as well. Oh, like, you know, like Prince Harry and Rupert Grint or whatever his name. Ed Sheeran was popping up, and Emma Stone from the Lady World. She's absolutely awesome as well. So,
that would be nice to get nominated in a hashtag, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the sort of person you should kiss.
Yeah.
Happy dream.
Yeah, we need to set up that kiss a black guy day. Just have us in there.
Who started this hashtag off, I wonder?
We could actually do that. Kiss a black guy day. Oh, well, imagine if you got to kiss one of these and it's sent by us.
These two look eligible.
Next up.
Yeah, indeed.
Next up on the bus trending, there was a man that was man became the first man in Britain to be banned from riding his bicycle.
Yeah, a man has been banned from riding a bike. First time ever in Britain. So John Lidicott, who's 47, has been previously jailed for stealing bikes, but now has been given a lifetime ban of going within 4 metres of a bike. That's just ridiculous. That is just ridiculous. What are you talking about? I've heard of, like, you know, like sex offenders getting banned from going near schools and stuff like that. That makes sense, but how can you be banned from going near a bike?
From his mugshot, he does look kind of dodgy. And I'll be like, nah, don't let him go by the bikes.
I mean, what? It's just like, what are you talking about? You're going to have people snitching on him, calling the police. Hi, police. I've just seen John Lidicott hanging around a Halfords.
You'll never guess who I saw on a Boris bike.
Exactly. Banned from Boris bikes, of course.
You'll never guess. Go on, guess.
But how'd you stop yourself being near a bike anyway? Like, you could just be walking down to the shops, all of a sudden someone rides near you, you're like, no, and just have to jump in a boat.
My thing is, what did he do? Because I know this is like a story in like the metro or something, but it was what did he actually do to kind of get banned? Was he just stealing bikes?
He stole so many bikes that he's not allowed near any bikes. And
what judge ruled that is like, I'm not gonna put you away. Well, I'm going to ban you from bikes.
Well, exactly. Well, I don't know how you ban someone from bikes.
That's worse.
I mean, what the cop's going to be doing waiting on a cycle track just going, as soon as he goes past, here he goes, we got one.
There we go, guys, go on. The community police officer's coming after him.
High speed chase, grip shift, up to top gear.
He's in eighth gear.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's going downhill.
We'll never catch him now, he's on a mountain bike. Yeah.
I wonder if policemen have to have quick bikes as well. Like, you couldn't give them BMXs or something like that.
Some of them do, though. Some of those community officers have the really, like, kind of, you know, those, like, foldaway ones.
Oh, really? The crap ones? Oh, they're rubbish.
Those crap ones?
Yeah. I'd fancy my chances, absolutely. I don't know. I wonder if he's banned from unicycles as well. Just someone going, hey, Johnny, you on one of them bikes? Check again, officer. One wheel. Get out of my sight, fella.
Do penny farthings count?
Yeah. Strict assessments of what bikes are. I did find that quite funny, though, to be fair, that someone could be banned from bikes. Absolutely ridiculous.
Our next story, like, really choked me when you sent this on to me. It was a missing woman joins the search party to look for herself.
Oh, that is true.
Oh, that's like, when I saw that headline, I was like, that's just utterly fantastic.
So this story is, there was a travelling, like, tour party that was in Iceland, and they stopped near, like, this kind of volcanic canyon.
Yeah.
And the woman has left the, like, tour group to go into, like, the bathrooms to get freshened up, change her clothes as well. And then when she comes out, no one in the group could recognise her. So they've sent round a message basically saying that one of the tour party is missing. Mm. And the woman doesn't understand the description of her own self when they're saying that. She's probably there just slagging this woman off as well, going, dozy cow, eh? I mean, Francie getting lost, unbelievable. Oh, yeah, now we all have to suffer, don't we? We all have to
suffer.
I mean,
she knew the rules. They said everyone stay together.
Totally perfect. No, when I was in the toilet getting changed, I didn't see anyone. No, I didn't see anyone.
That must have been the reaction when, like, she came out of the toilets. What's all the fuss, everybody? What's going on? Oh, you never guess well.
Someone's
gone and done a runner.
Someone that looks remotely like you has just jogged off. Oh dear!
I bet, and the worst thing is, I bet she was like aiding, like being really helpful as well. Oh, do you know what? I think I might have seen her.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I've seen her. And she definitely went. And last time I saw her, she was like 5 minutes that way.
Bet she's coming at a classic line. There's always one, isn't it? There's always one.
this reminds me though, because when we were younger. Like, my grandma used to take us on the pensioner trips to, like, the seaside and stuff. Like, so it was the only time we get to go to the seaside, but we had to go on the coach with all these old people. I remember, that, like, we always get to the seaside, like, Great Yarmouth or something, and the coach driver would always be like, right, remember, everybody's got to be back by 5 p.m. because we've got to leave, so we've got to beat the traffic. Everybody be back by 5 p.m. And everyone, yeah. But because they're old and a bit slow and stuff, a lot of people would be a bit late and stuff. I remember everybody was on the coach. It was like 5 past 5. Everyone's on the coach, and there was one lady that wasn't there, and everyone's like, oh, where is she? He's like, oh, she's a bit dozy sometimes. She's a bit slow, yeah. She's on her way. I bet she's on her way. Another 5 minutes later, leave her. Yeah. Leave the taxi cab. Old people just turn quick. Literally, they were like, oh, no, leave her. Drive her. Give a couple more minutes. And then as soon as a couple more minutes go, leave her. I've got to get going home. I've got to get home.
I've been the person missing as well. When I went to Vegas, it would have been about a year and a half ago now, and I went with my ex, and I was at the Grand Canyon, and I went out on one of these, like, rocks that overhang or whatever, and we basically had a row about it, because I wanted to go out to the edge, being a bit thrill-seeky, and she was like, oh, don't you dare go out there. If you go out there, I'm not waiting for you. So I went out on, you know, to the kind of edge or whatever on this rock, took a picture, and when I come back, she had gone. She just started walking ahead. So I kind of tried to catch up, but she'd walked off. And basically, I'm kind of with a group of people, but I don't completely know which ones are in my group as well.
Don't really recognise them, yeah.
Yeah, so I just carried on walking along this trail, kind of got to the end, and then I couldn't really see anyone, and I didn't completely know where our bus was. And by the end, I'm just like, I'm out here. Like, you know when the sun starts falling and I'm like, I'm at the Grand Canyon. Like, they're talking about there's coyote and bear warnings all around. And I'm going, I tell you what, like, this day could be taking me down here, quite frankly. Like, it gets cold out here as well. You know, and I'm sure that my throw or something would tempt a little coyote to have a little go at it or something like that, you know. So I thought, that's it. It's all over. But
life started flashing before your eyes.
Well, eventually I found him again. She's crying and stuff, you know. Well, could have thought about that before you walked off. But
you knew I was on that edge.
Exactly. And she's asking the bus driver. She's like, so what would happen if he's like, you know, if he's fallen or something? And the bus driver's like, we won't be finding him today. We'll get him tomorrow. he's gone.
We'll send a search party out.
Exactly.
I guess we'll email you in a couple of weeks.
It's all over. All over.
What's your email address?
Exactly. So I've been that person. When I got back on the bus, they were all like, oh, finally, man. Finally. I was literally like, do one love. Okay? You guys walked off, not me.
So, my life was in danger.
Exactly. Lap it up. So that is what's trending right now.
Woo, there's a lot trending today.
There was a lot trending. We have a song to play right now. What one is it?
We do. I've been going through my old catalogue of kind of tunes. Well, I say old, it's not an old tune, but I was listening to some Justin Timberlake the other day, and this one really took me back. It's actually called Take Back the Night, but it took me back to when I first heard it. But so, let's have a listen.
Yeah, it's Justin Timberlake, Take Back the Night.
Feels good, don't it? Listen.
Yeah, this was your city. You did it all and more, broke every law except for one, babe. Attraction, are you ready? I know you feel it, pull you nearer till you feel it again. Oh, I wanna do something right.
we could do something better. Ain't no time like tonight, and we ain't trying to save it for later. We stay out here living the life, yeah. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow, Mona. Got the little something I like, the little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray, astray, yeah. Your love's a weapon, give your body some direction, that's my aim. Then we could take back the night. Come on, use me up until there's nothing left. Take back the night. Dizzy, spinning, sweating, you can't catch your breath. Take back the night. Who don't know when the sun is rising next? Take back the night. So get the feelings right, then raise your glass and let's take back the night. Take back the night. Try to shut us down, but I'd be damned if we gon' better take back the night. Take back the night. Ooh. You know you gon' mess around and find out there ain't no one better. Take back the night. Yeah. There's not too many. No one but you in crowded rooms. We can do anything. Attraction can drive you crazy, and the way you're moving, you go crazy. That's incentive for me. Wanna do something right, yeah. But we could do something better. There ain't no time like tonight, and we ain't trying to save it for later. Stay out here living the life. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow. Got that little something I like, that little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray, astray, yeah. Your love's a weapon, give your body some direction. That's my aim. Then we could take back the night. Come on, use me up until there's nothing left. Take back the night. Dizzy, spinning, sweating, you can't catch your breath. Take back the night. Who don't know when the sun is rising next? Take back the night. So put the feelings right, then raise your glass and let's take back the night. Take back the night. They gon' try to shut us down, but I'll be damned if we gon' better take back the night. Take back the night. Ooh. You know you gon' mess around and find out there ain't no one. Break it down, break it down. We'll be right back.
Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yeah. We're liking that from Justin Timberlake.
Bit of Justin. JT.
Absolutely, JT. Take it back from the night.
He took it back.
He's taking it back. He's not giving it to anyone.
Selfish.
Absolutely. Do you know what, I know? You know what happens when I play this.
Email time. Oh, it's the second email of 2016. What's it say?
Yeah, well, we've got a few lined up, actually.
Oh, so, very nice. Thank you very much, listeners.
Oh, we'll be firing in. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Johnny and I know. I hope you had a lovely time.
Mm.
The most... Oh, that's a shameful thing. Should we save the shameful thing? Because it's about shame.
It's about shame?
Yeah.
Is that... Yeah, well, yeah, we can.
Oh, and do you know what? Let's just say it because it'll set us up nicely for our one later.
All right.
So, nice one for this. The most shameful thing that I have done was just after New Year last year when I decided to join my local gym. Mm. I had full intentions to at least last a month of Jan, but didn't get to go to the end of the first week. During one of my training sessions, one of the trainers came over to see if I needed any help. He was showing me how to use the equipment. Mm-hmm. Let's just say I wasn't paying full attention to what he was saying because I was lost in his hazel eyes, chiseled jawbone, and general gruff.
Just his face.
I'm quite interested in what General Gruff looks like to me, there. But
just all round General Gruff.
Sounds like a cartoon army officer. He stood back and let me use the kit. Oh, this is getting all,
oh, there we go.
Getting all 50 Shades of Grey or something. Right, yeah. He stood back and let me use the kit. It was one of those cross trainers. I pulled the device down. This is riddled with innuendo.
This is Mills and
Boone. Very racy.
We're
going to name and shame at the end with your name, by the way.
Somebody up on a Wednesday.
It's getting very racy up in here.
Oh.
I pulled the pull device down to lift the weights.
Ooh.
My knowledge of gym equipment is endless.
This is great.
Let's just say that pulling weights and a detox diet don't mix. As with the simplest of strains, I soiled myself and snap out of it. We're straight out of the Macy novel.
Look at that. Set the tone and then just took it in the next direction.
It went Macy and then you soiled yourself and we snap back to reality. Whoop, there goes gravity.
Look at that. She must have been pulling hard.
Oh, dear.
Strain too hard there.
I managed to get through half a set of these torturous exercises before I had to say to the drop-dead gorgeous trainer, I will be back in a second. I like to think he's still at the training machine waiting for me. Claire in Colchester.
Oh, Claire.
Oh, dear. Claire. Oh, dear. Put your name on blast there. Thanks for that, Claire.
From Colchester.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet he is still there in shock. What was that mean?
So what's that smell?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dear.
Anyone else?
Oh, dear. It's not what I got into gym training for.
Cleaners are getting sloppy.
Exactly.
Smells like someone brought a dog in here.
Feel the strain. No pain, no gain. Actually, yeah, you don't need any more pain. Off you go.
I do love Claire's enthusiasm, though. The fact that she was going all out. She must have been straining hard. She wanted to get fit.
Well, so lost in his hazel eyes that she's crapped herself, isn't she?
Is that General Gruffness that did it?
Oh, General Gruff.
I hate that man like a soldier.
Damn you, General Gruff. You've made me shit myself. Thank you for that, Claire.
Tears in my eyes.
Nice one. Sleep talking.
Oh, no.
Hey, Johnny and Arnell.
Hi.
I once caught my boyfriend sleep talking. I was woken up by him saying, I put it in the jam jar. I responded by asking, what is in the jam jar? And then he said, the cat, silly. Where else would we keep it? What are you talking about? I said, shh. Don't let the Pope know.
don't tell the Pope!
He will take it away. What the hell was he dreaming? Oh. Yvette. Thanks for that, Yvette.
Do you know, I was surprised that so many people have, like, sleep talking partners. I got hit in my sleep by an ex before, though. That was nasty. I was literally sleeping and, like, got karate chopped in my neck. And I was like, oh, what the hell is that? And she's like, that's for looking at the girls behind. And I was like, what? She was dreaming about me cheating on her. and she had like an involuntary reaction in her body. She was that angry in her dream that literally moved her hand and just chopped me in the neck.
Smashed you. I've heard about that. I've heard about girls who have kept blaming their partners for things they've dreamt
about.
Just can't let it go.
Yeah, it's happened to me.
my ex did a great talking one, actually. Because the best thing about talking ones is, like, these guys have all been asleep when it started, but when you're actually having a conversation with someone and then it leads into something else, you'll be talking about something, like, real, just going, do you know what, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to go to my mum's on Saturday, because all of a sudden she's just like, she has gold. I was like, what? She has gold. I was like, what? And she's like, she has gold.
Well, let's go to your mum's.
She keeps it for the queen. I was like, what is going on?
Oh, next day, Johnny's around his mum.
Exactly. Cash for gold. Here we go.
Go on then. Where'd you keep it?
Kept it for the queen, apparently. So there you are. I love a little sleep talk. Can be great.
Loving those emails.
Thanks for that last one, Yvette. That was good.
You.
Crumbs.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hi.
I like a hirsute man, and I make no bones about it. That's great. I'm not sure what that word means. I have heard it before. I can't think of it.
What?
Hirsute.
Hirsute.
Oh, hairy man, we've been told. That's it. So, very good vocabulary from this person. I like to think I'm, and well done that there, I like to think I'm open-minded and can cope with most things that are asked of me. I guess this isn't so bad, but I was a bit surprised. My current lover has a very nice chest of hair. Over Boxing Day, he said there was a thing that he really liked. Mm. He got me to eat some toast with lemon curd over... Lemon curd over his chin. It hasn't taken long, has it? Actually,
here we go.
It hasn't taken
back
long
to eating food off of people.
To eat some toast with lemon curd over his chest and make sure the crumbs drop on it.
Make sure.
Someone's been a bit too clean. That's not what I asked.
Why have you got napkins?
I thought, sure, why not? Part one was a little odd, but it was fine. For part two...
It's a free concert.
He produced one of those little Hoover dustbuster things.
Oh, no!
And then said he wanted me to Hoover the crumbs off. I said that I was worried I might hurt him, but he said he was okay with that. He really likes having a Hoover run over his chest.
Oh, no.
How do you discover that?
I know. You've got to be doing that to yourself at first, you know, and surely as his mum walked in on him at some point, going, get out! No. I know it's not so much having a run over his chest. I know it's not so much the carpets in his flat, though, so he's a mucky pup outside of his chest hair. So on Boxing Day night, when I was wearing my sexy new lingerie set that I bought myself, I was eating on and hoovering my man's chest.
As you do. It was a casual Tuesday.
Exactly. That's why you need to go along to Ann Summers, isn't it? Get all dressed up to just be a bit mucky over your breakfast.
Excuse me, do you sell any portable hoovers in here?
No, we are only one type of battery control device, actually. I'm not into this, but I guess I don't hate it.
Killing two birds with one stone. At least I'm cleaning up.
I'm not in a hurry to do it again, though. I am not going to ask him what else he liked. Caroline in Kent.
Oh, Caroline.
Oh, absolutely. I do like the way you know, people have these, like, niche little peccadillos or whatever, and just your partner's just like, I'm not getting anything out of it, but I don't hate it, you know. Do you want me to eat some more lemon curd toast on you, do you? Yeah.
Yeah. Do I actually need this lingerie on? Or should I just put my PJs on?
Absolutely. Get your joggers on. Go on. Off you go. Get your granny knickers on, love. It don't matter.
Granny knickers.
You don't need your Ann Summers for this, okay? Just make sure you're spreading that lemon curd nice and big. Thank you very much.
Sort of like the curd.
Don't hold back. I mean, I've heard about a lot of women kind of using sex as a bit of a tool in relationships, but this woman's giving it the... if you don't clean up your flat, I will not be eating any more toast out of your chest hair. Okay?
Think about now. Think about that for a second.
Yeah. Take that all in. Okay? Right. And wow. I'm taking the Uber back.
I'll tell you what. It makes me feel like a prude, like, listening to some of these different stories from you guys sending them in. I was like, wow, I don't do anything.
Do you know the best thing about it is actually that our listeners trust us more and more now. They don't care when their stuff's getting put out on blogs.
Oh, yeah, getting their names in there.
It's purely
and locations.
So many people have come out with stuff now that there's nothing weird anymore. It's just like, yeah, this true. Is just that, you know.
I think we've heard it all.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to start, you know, trying some of this stuff with, you know, some
lemon
of my
curd,
mates. Yeah, absolutely. Again,
portable Hoovers.
You ever tried lemon curd toast, have you? Why do you want to know? Get the Hoover. Really go deep, thank you. Shake and vac, please.
No, get the Dyson, it's more powerful.
Yeah. Where are you going with that glade? Decent.
Oh, no.
Nice. Oh, recognise this one. Winter has come.
I love the way these emails start.
They're good. Hey, Johnny and Arnell.
Hi.
As you are probably aware, it's getting cold. My mum thought it would be a good idea to pin mittens to my coat. Does she think I'm a child? And that's from Oliver, friend of the show.
Hey, hey. Hey, it's Ollie.
Happy 2016, Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would appear she does think you're a child, actually, or can't be trusted with your hands out, quite frankly. one of the two.
Both, I think.
Yeah. Judging by your form, actually, Oliver, what we know of you, it's probably the second, just to get you to stop touching things. So, there you go.
Well, thank you for the email, Ollie.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice one, Oliver. Like that one. I'm not got any mittens on mine. In fact, I've only got one glove.
Yeah?
Yeah, one glove.
I've only got one glove as well.
It's random, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going on Michael Jackson all the time. It's not great in winter. Not great at all. Last one. Garlic bread breath.
Oh.
I had a pizza for lunch that had garlic on it. Now I feel like that taste will never leave my mouth. What can I do to get this demon flavour away from me, Tom?
Depends if you want to start kissing people. Or does he hate the smell himself that much and the taste?
Yeah, why do you need to get rid of it?
I always like the taste of garlic. Unless I was going to kiss someone afterwards, I wouldn't. I'd be like, yeah, cool, that's cool.
Does that happen a lot?
Let that linger.
To
be fair, I've got garlic breath right now.
Yeah, well, there
you
go.
Doesn't matter.
Luckily, it's not Kiss a Black Guy Day. That's why I don't do it. Because of breath like that, that's why I don't do it.
That's why we didn't start the hashtag.
That's why I've got rules against this kind of thing. Breath stinks, mate.
I never wanted to be that friend because I always remember in school it was like, oh, your breath stinks, people used to say, and I was like, and I used to feel so sorry for the people that had that said to them. I was like, oh man, because I'd hate for someone to come up to me like, oh, your breath stinks,
terrible having bad breath. But I mean, to be honest, that everyone gets bad breath, like in the morning. There's no question, in morning, but I have bad morning breath, no question about it.
When you try to kiss someone in the morning? And
I just don't do it. Stay away. You can be polite.
Don't do it.
Literally, you got to go to 75-year-old loveless marriage kind of stuff. Peck on the lips. Okay, see you later, darling. That kind of thing, you know. Don't start getting involved, you know what I mean? Like,
you're doing that Stevie Wonder, just moving your head all over the place, trying to avoid a face.
It's toxic. People got lip jam knocking about.
Lip jam! No,
don't leave that.
Lip jam! What is that on the side of your mouth?
Yeah. Clean yourself up. I mean, at least get the sleep out of your eyes. What am I working with here?
There's a wet wipe over there, go on.
An absolute disgrace. You're not taking care of yourself anymore. You've been talking all night in your sleep. Freddy Krueger, this lip jam in your mouth. What am I dealing with here?
You're the one who needs a solicitor.
Exactly. You're talking Freddy Krueger, your breath stinks, there's lip jam, you've still got lemon curd in your chest there. You're done, fella. You're done.
You're a mess. Could you imagine if that one guy had all those afflictions?
I very much could imagine it, actually. Yeah, I could. I'll be honest. So I know we are now into our London Ear section.
London Ear.
Quick thank you to everyone who sent your emails in. Keep them coming in as well, particularly in London Ear, because we run our A&E section, don't we, I know?
We do.
Whilst we do have some problems that are pre-written in, we also want to hear from your problems. If you've got any that you want us to guaranteed sort out in 2016, we can do it.
Exactly.
Send your emails in to johnnyandinow@foobarradio.com.
Exactly. Especially if something's just happened to you right now and you need it sorted, send it in. But first problem, problem number one. I've been going out with my girl for about 4 months now. I've recently met up with her family over Christmas due to her dad having his birthday around the same time also. I found out that I really get on with her older sister as we share similar interests. She added me on Facebook after Christmas and we've only had a few chats online, but I find our conversations are quite funny. I feel my girl talks at me, whereas her sister listens more and converses more naturally. We just click. She's fun and interesting in a geeky way. My girl suspects I fancy her, and then she's starting to get annoyed at her sister. I don't want to cause a family rift, but seems ashamed to not speak to someone as it's purely innocent. Should I just cut her sister off?
Wow.
I thought this was like straightforward at first, and just like, yeah, just lock off the sister. But then I was like, oh, no, wait, hold on. It could be just a bit more deeper than that.
Yeah, I mean...
It could be more deeper.
Well, in a way, it's not. It is quite straightforward. I mean...
Just cut it off, mate.
Yeah, let's be realistic. You get out of your girlfriend. I mean, unless he's literally sitting there thinking Beyonce in his head, let me upgrade you, upgrade you. I want another model, thank you. But, no, I mean, yeah, it is quite simple in the fact, if you want to stay with your girlfriend, then you don't have to talk to her sister. You and her sister getting on is not pertinent to your relationship. So, if you want to keep it cool... you could just lock her off. The problem comes in is that you maybe are setting a bad precedent. See, I don't like this stuff. Like, I'm not a particularly jealous person. I don't like it when people get too jealous.
Mm.
But you don't want to kind of bow down too much to the jealousy, because once you do, then it's everything.
It could happen on something else again and again.
Next it's your other your friend you've been friends with for 10 years, like, who's a girl.
And
cut
them off,
yeah, you're too close to her or whatever.
Mm.
But on the same note, that isn't her sister. I mean, you know.
Because it's weird, because you usually want, like, your partner to get on really well with your siblings and stuff like that. And when they do, it's a nice feeling, especially, like, if they get on with your mum and dad. I find that for guys, it's harder to get on with families than girls to get on with people's families. For guys, especially getting on with a dad is difficult. That's to the dad that you're sleeping with his daughter, so it's a bit harder to kind of sometimes to kind of get on the good wavelength. So I can see like the kind of thing of, oh yeah, you're just trying to be polite. I think the dilemma comes in where he's saying it sounds like he prefers conversing with his sister a lot more than he does his own girl, and then I think that's where the issue comes on, and that's where I say, yeah, lock it off. If he's finding himself getting on a bit better with the sister, then yeah, that's dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're probably a little bit too deep in to just go, do you know what, it ain't working out, I've met someone new. In your house!
Yes. See you later. Go next door.
Yeah, you know. Into the next bedroom. Run for a little one.
Oh, your bedroom's bigger.
Exactly. Just going to her dad. Listen, fella, I've met you already, okay? You know where you get on. Just watch that other daughter of yours. She seems to be a bit angry at the moment.
Still up for going to the game on Saturday, though. That's not changed.
Oh, dear.
Still got tickets if you want it.
But, no, I think that, to be honest, in the first 4 months, anyway, I think that you start... I don't know. I think a lot of people like this, but I certainly do. You go through your first couple of months where you're just, like, in dream territory. It's all honeymoony. Like, well, this is great. Then you're kind of in your 3 to 4 months where I start looking for things wrong with them and start being like, I'm not sure this is going to be anything.
I can't stand for that, or...
Yeah, because you're working each other out, not sure whether she's the right person to settle for, do you know what I mean? Mm. You know. And you can start kind of talking yourself out of kind of thing and expect any other attention from anyone, even family members who can talk to you about geeky stuff, can start to seem more appealing than what you have in the hand. Do you know what I mean? That's not always the smartest inclination to listen to, though, to be fair. You can often end up holding nothing in your hands.
I think that's what's happening. He's almost comparing the sisters, and I guess because the sisters, it's a natural comparison when you compare like people that are kind of similar.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, my problem with this email overall, though, is this, that it's the thing of, oh, it's just purely innocent. Mm. But if you look at the way he's talked about her, that to me doesn't even sound innocent.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, my girl talks at me, whereas she actually listens and converses. It's like, okay, you actually sound better than her. we just click. That ain't innocent. Like, if you're telling your girlfriend that, then that is too far.
Yeah,
and if you can't sort that out, then you need to seriously long it off, just not even speak to the sister anymore.
Well, that's just it. It's like, cut it off. But that's why I thought, it's a bit deeper than that. It's especially in terms of the way he talks about the connection. So it's a tricky situation that he's ended himself up in. But it's one of those ones I guess you fall into, but it's I guess knowing what to do when it happens is the thing. So it's like, well, what do you do?
Well, I guess here's the advice part.
It would be worse if it was him kind of adding her and then kind of, I guess, instigating it, if that makes sense. I think he's on the right side of it right now.
I think that, from my experience, as I kind of previously just stated, I think you can talk yourself out of things at early doors, and I think you need to be more appreciative of what you have right now.
Yeah.
The fact is if you're going out with her, that's probably because you saw a lot of good things in her, whether suddenly you think, oh, I would have liked that. You've changed your goalposts. Yeah. You obviously like her for a reason, and that can waver at times as you kind of go forward. Appreciate what you have.
Yeah, especially in the first few months. It's give or take all the time at that point.
Exactly. And I think that if you're going to give it a proper go, you need to not be making your girlfriend feel, you know, I think she's even got a point to be jealous, actually, over some of this. So I think you should be... Yeah, you want to be friendly, but this may be going a little bit further. And if she feels uncomfortable, she's flagged it up now, so you need to deal with it and stop talking to her, you know. And certainly on a purely, you know, civil basis, unless your girlfriend feels any more comfortable. But in the first instance, focus on the girlfriend, the one that you have, and see how good that can be and how far you can go with it.
That must be a mess to have, like, sisters both liking you, though.
Stay out of that one, to be fair.
It'd be worse if it was twins.
Yeah. Very strange.
Reckon it'd be worse? Like a sister-sister situation.
Yeah, with Roger knocking about as well.
They'd probably switch just to see what you'd say.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
So, tell me again what you like about my sister.
To be fair, my ex was a twin.
Oh, yeah, she was, yeah.
But with a guy, so it's pretty easy to tell them apart. I didn't get my fingers burnt that way.
Almost that one time I was drunk.
You're with my twin. Yeah, he's decent, isn't he?
Oh, we get on like arse of fire.
Yeah. He just listens. You talk at me. So there you go. The advice. Solid gold.
Lock it off.
Advice. Absolutely. We've got some A&E problems here as well.
Here comes the A&E section. I've got the doors.
Yeah. Problem A&E.
Mm.
Hi, Jay and I.
Hi.
I may have a problem. I think my best friend may be gay. He says he's not, but whenever he gets a little bit drunk, he gets a bit flirty with me and other guys in our group of friends. He also asked me if I'd ever kiss a bloke and which famous men I fancy. He has asked me to go to a gay bar with him just for fun to see what it's like. I want to talk to him about it, but every time I say something, the morning after, he just says it's just drunk talk. But I think there's more to it. What should I do? Harry in Manchester.
Oh, well, it sounds like it. I guess some people have kind of difficulty kind of coming out in a sense, because there's no set way of doing it. And I guess it depends on how they've been brought up and their experiences and stuff like that. So it sounds like he's kind of offering out certain kind of things to you. And it's, I guess it's nice that you're being a friend to him and kind of supporting him in that. And I guess that's the best way to kind of do it, is to kind of support him through it. I know he's kind of denying it at the moment. Maybe you could go to the gay club.
I've been at a gay club. Don't worry about that. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've danced to Kylie Minogue spinning around like the best of them, to be fair. Showing people up. But, no, absolutely. To concur with what Ionel was saying, the thing is obviously, you know, this is obviously, if this person is gay, it's obviously a really kind of tense and, you know, kind of challenging time for them to think if they're trying to, to come out. Mm-hmm. So all you can do as a friend is just be supportive. I had a friend who I thought was gay and hasn't come out yet. But I did actually just, you know, take him to one side at one point and just go, look, to be honest, I think you're gay, and I just want you to know, if you are, we're your mates, so you can just say it. And he was like, I'm not. And I was like, yeah, but I think you are. And he's like, well, I'm just saying that if you are, you can. It's not going to be an it, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if you could imagine the pressure that person must be feeling, and they projecting your kind of potential, especially, like, you know, in...
Because you're always thinking worst-case scenario, I guess.
Well, the thing is you know, I'm fully aware, because some of the circles I've moved in, there's a lot of lad banter that gets had, you know, and stuff that hasn't really changed since the playground, you know, of being like, you know, like the kind of negative connotations on being gay. And you can imagine some of the, like, the pressures that people might actually feel. They don't want to be kind of ostracised. So showing that you're actually a decent person and of sound mind, and just it's not going to change anything, is the best thing that you can actually do.
I think that's probably the scariest part, is the change, I guess. It's because you don't want anything to change. Like, you still want to be friends with the people and you still want to do the same sort of things. It's just that you want to, there's something about yourself that you just can't, you don't feel comfortable enough to tell people that you care about. So it's like what Johnny said, you kind of have to create a safe environment for him to kind of be able to kind of bring it out if he does want to, and if he doesn't, then he doesn't.
Yeah, and honestly, if you ain't been at a gay bar before, roll in, just check it out. Don't mean
there's loads of women.
You don't walk in and have to pull people, you know what I mean? You can go, no, not for me, you know what I mean? It's like, you don't get stamped and then, like, on the way in and just have to, you're up for anything. Mm. Like, I remember my brother telling me, like, he went to a gay bar when I was, like, younger. He was telling me, and he was like, yeah, and I pulled, and I thought, he's just come out to me. I was like, I don't know what to say. And he's like, yeah, this girl was well done. He's like, well, what's going on here? You said a gay bar. He's like, yeah, there's women in there. And you've got... And you got no threats there to anybody.
No threats!
Just a clear run, basically.
Nobody to bottle me.
Yeah. You can chat to her at the start of the night, let her walk off, and pick her up at the end of the night. There's no bother. So it's all good. So, yeah, just reassure him there, Harry. Nice one for that.
Nice one. Great.
Hey, compliments of the season to you.
Oh.
Oh, this is shame as well. I had some deep shame this week. Oh. When I came out of the toilet where I worked and swished down the corridor, I didn't notice my dress was tucked into my knickers. Oh. So my bum was on show for a good 2 minutes, as the corridor is so long. It was laundry day and I was not wearing my best pair of pants. Never mind granny pants. These were great granny pants.
Oh, great. Oh, that's when the colours faded.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is when they're halfway down your legs. The elastic spike on them.
The elastic's gone.
Absolutely.
There's no elastic.
Like a hula hoop around you. 2016 was supposed to be the year of me finding a man. I'm still single. Gemma in Horsham.
Oh, great email, Gemma.
Nice one, Gemma. I like that one.
Oh, that's fantastic, that one.
If you want to get a man, genuinely, you might want to just get yourself down and get you some new knickers, to be fair, just in case that ever happens again.
That's what I would say.
Absolutely. You
always dress to impress.
Yeah, you can't have a go at these guys for turning you down in Auntie Sporting Bloomers, to be fair. Yeah. Next one, space pants swallowing down.
My friend always said that. He always used to say, always dress like you're going to get lucky.
I did. That's why I mean.
You don't want to get caught out. Even if you do get lucky, you don't want to get caught out. And if you die, you don't want to get caught out as well.
Oh, true.
Oh.
Yeah, but if you soil yourself.
Not matching. Housing is out.
If you soil yourself like someone at the gym, then you've ruined a good pair. Yeah, that's the problem.
Brand new pair as well.
Yeah.
Just thought that was time to start going, Jim.
I wear my best ones. Started wearing my Ann Summers gear because the geezer's got nice hazel eyes. Crap myself.
General Graff.
kind of General Graff about him. Nice one for that, Gemma. I think 2016 will be a good year for you.
Yeah, get your hopes up, girl. It's only January.
Absolutely, yeah. First 2 weeks and no one does anything.
Exactly. It's Horsham, yeah. Is fine. Don't worry about it.
Wait till the end of the transfer window and then you start to.
Yeah, yeah.
Shame problem. I was at New Year's Eve party, and I think I kissed my best friend's boyfriend.
Oh, no, not at midnight.
It better not have been at midnight.
Wow. I was absolutely battered, and I can't remember much from the night. I have been having these flashbacks like Vietnam. Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now, you know it.
The horror. The horror.
Shell shock.
This is the end. I don't want to tell my best friend, and I can't talk to him about it. What do I do? That's a big problem. He just sprung that on us, didn't he, Emma?
Oh, Emma, that's out of the blue, you know. Where is the warning?
Best friend as well.
Best. I bet it was midnight, though. The clocks are going down.
Don't sound like this is pecks on the cheek, to be fair. This sounds like
full-blown smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She wouldn't be talking about it like Vietnam otherwise.
Where was the girl?
She was, New Year's Eve party. Oh, the girlfriend?
Yeah, the girlfriend.
Well, she might have been there. Emma doesn't seem to care, does she?
She doesn't matter. She was better.
The boundaries doesn't seem to matter.
2016 is a new year. Snug.
Well, in 2015, throw that away.
He's my boyfriend now.
No, we shouldn't laugh. Emma's beside herself.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, she's in danger.
This is wild. This is a crazy one.
To be fair, it depends on if everybody remembers, because at the moment it's just you and him. It's whether he remembers as well. So I'm going to have to, I think it might even have to be a thing where you're going to have to apologise to him first.
No. Well, I mean, that's your opinion, fair play. Yeah. I'm going to spin another one. I think you need to CSI Miami, this one. You need to start...
Find out who saw.
You need to start sourcing evidence.
Check everyone's Snapchat.
Exactly. Just go around with a notepad.
See the vines.
Take
instant it.
Take statements.
Statements.
From people who were in the vicinity.
You've been watching too much Making a Murder. Just forensic evidence.
Just do a chalk outline of where it happened. Was anyone here in this vicinity at that time?
Oh, he's got glitter on his cheek.
The reason why I'm like, no, you shouldn't do that, is you shouldn't apologise, because he might have been putting it on her, to be fair, and she was boozed up. So who knows?
Well, that's the thing. You have to find out if he remembers.
But I think she should talk to him, but I don't think she'd apologise unless she knows what's happened. Mm-hmm. Just be like, I'm having these really weird dreams.
About Freddy Krueger and you.
Yeah. I mean, this is a bad one, to be fair.
It is. You have to find out how many people saw it. That's the number one thing. If nobody saw it, it was just him and you, then I think an apology is fine. I think, sorry, I was wasted, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do that to you. You and her, I care about you both.
Yeah, but he might have been the one who pulled her. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then all the more reason to apologise and say, no, I don't want that.
Yeah, but why would she apologise to him if he's tried to pull her? He should be apologising to her. Yeah, I mean, it's a messy one. She should just go, look, what do you remember from it? Because I'm starting to think that there's something quite crazy happened. Obviously, I was out of my head, and I do not cross those boundaries. That is just unacceptable. Mm. Apart from that, this needs to get buried very, very deep. And never be spoken about.
That's a dirty secret to keep, though. That's going to come out.
It festers.
That's
going to
come out.
And if it comes out in a bad way...
Oh, that's coming out on the wedding day.
Yeah.
Best man's speech. Remember that time? It's good to see you and Emily have got it together, because I remember a time where it almost didn't happen.
Exactly. Don't be that person at a wedding. Anyone in the audience here present? I snogged him on New Year's Eve and I don't regret it.
I loved every minute.
Yeah. He wants me. You need to get a Men in Black stick. That's what you need. Just like, bang.
Yeah. First step, you got to find out how many people saw it happen.
Yeah. I do you know what? I think with these kinds of instances, most people tend to keep things like this to themselves. Yeah. They don't get involved, and they shouldn't.
I don't know, though, because some people could just grass on you.
Yeah, I just think you don't know what happened yet, so just say you're drunk. Yeah, no, find
if
out.
If you was at, like, a house party, and you saw your best mate was copping off with another girl... Would you be able to keep that to yourself, or would you confront that person, or would you even just say, yeah, did you see that?
I don't. But what I'm saying is, if someone saw and was about to tell, she would know about it already. After 2 weeks, you'd have people saying, you need to tell her, or I'm going to tell her, that kind of thing. So I wouldn't be necessarily as worried about it, but you'd need to say, the other thing is, you need to speak to the boyfriend, because if he says to her, if he's the one who tells her and goes, your mate was drunk and she was all over me and pulled me, that's your relationship. If it's his side over yours, you're done.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You need to seize this issue. I would talk to him, go,
you
got to
make sure everyone knew you were pissed. Yeah, you got to make sure. You got to say, I was pissed, right? You saw me pissed too, yeah?
Come on, see how battered I was around there. Wow.
It was smashed, didn't it? Hey, you remember that whole bottle of champagne? I drank that all to myself. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Please remember.
And if not, you could always earn a bit of money by, being in one of those adverts of the dangers of drinking. But no, I do think you should speak to the boyfriend.
Speak to the boyfriend. Find out who saw.
Yeah, just say, look, I've got some really hazy memories. I'm starting to think did something happen or something like that? Something weird happened, whatever. You know, and then basically, if he says yes, then go, look, this is really bad news, let's just keep it to ourselves.
This is why I say apologise, that's why I say I was battered, sorry if I did do that, blah, 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 I didn't mean to do it.
But I think if you do that, then he could use it, if he's done it, he could use it as a weight against her when she's not even done anything. Like, she's like, oh, right, yeah, you were out of order when it was, you know what I mean?
Well, she was out of order.
Yeah, but so was he, you know what I mean? I think
no, but that's what I'm saying, he's not going to snitch on himself to his girl, though.
Well, so that's why I just think they need to get that clear between them and just go, no, we don't talk about this again.
These things so fester, dodgy, though. That's what I'm saying. If it's like, yeah, that's a secret we both keep. That's dodgy. That's why I say, apologise, say, yeah, didn't mean it. If he says the same thing, it's cool. It's washed over the wood, both drunk, didn't mean it, it's done. Whereas if it's a thing where it's like, oh, you don't apologise, you ain't sorry about it, and then it's just a secret you both have, that's staying there.
No, you say you didn't want it to happen. You regret it, or you know, you shouldn't have done it. I don't think you need to apologize. But that's where we differ. Ooh. That's what the show's about.
Oh, you pick Emily.
You choose your angle. Rather you than me.
Let's know, girl.
One more. No problem here. Garden gnome. That's a big one. That was wow. You always get one of those.
Messy New Year's.
Some real Jeremy Carl stuff.
You know what I'm saying? That was messy. That New Year's. Shut up. That was messy.
Oh, you could always pack up your life and just start moving on. She'll never find out.
Move out.
Yeah.
Move out.
Get a new best friend. I think you need to start camping. Oh, no, once they hear this, they're not going to...
Oh, they're not going to be. Yeah. Have you heard what she did in the other town?
Exactly. You can't trust her. Oh. We're on your side.
She's not invited to New Year's.
Yeah. She's like a gremlin. When she has a drink, she turns.
Oh, you don't want to be around her when she's battered. Hi, Jimmy, my friends. Look him up.
All I would say is it has happened. You're not the only one who's ever done something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just make sure it's the last one. Hey, not marble. I ain't rolling like that. Hey, even... Johnny, I've got standards as well.
At midnight, like, sorry, love, you've had too much.
Yeah. You're too close. You're too close.
Well, best of luck for 2016.
Right, garden gnomes problem.
Oh.
Hello. Hi. My boyfriend is a keen gardener and has a lovely vegetable patch. He has a lot of gnomes in his garden, which is fine. I assumed they'd just stay in his garden, but clearly I'm an idiot. In late December, he brought them inside as he didn't want them to catch a cold. Oh, we've got another one. Okay, whatever. Then he moved some of his best known friends into the bedroom to keep him company.
There's no need for them to be there. You need to have rules and say no garden instruments in the bedroom.
No gnomes in the bedroom.
No.
It's just a rule that I've lived by all my life.
No.
I thought this, especially the ones with the fishing rods.
Yeah.
I thought this was a little odd, but I dealt with it. It is a little bit creepy when you wake up at night and see 12 pairs of ceramic eyes staring at you.
Oh, my God. Everyone's having these nightmarish sleeping arrangements.
It's just best to stay out of relationships. There's so many weird dudes out there, aren't there?
Like, whispering in your ear, crumbs and lemon curd, and now it's bloody gnomes.
I feel one of the most normal dudes around nowadays.
I'm telling you. I don't know what my exes were saying about me, man.
Yeah.
I'm perfect.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm perfect.
They'll be back. They'll be back.
You gotta let them find out what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Plenty of fish, she says. Go for it. Right, then he moved somewhere. So I came home from work a little early last night and saw he was in the bathroom and chatting to someone. This is one of them. I heard two voices.
Two voices?
Obviously, I assumed he was having an affair, and I guess in a way, I feel like he is. I walked into the bathroom, and he was in the bath with his two favourite gnomes, Ken and Francis.
Oh, no.
I asked what was going on, and he just said he was a bit bored and was giving them a wash.
They're dirty! Looking outside!
He didn't say why Ken and Francis were speaking to him. I made dinner and we haven't discussed it since.
I can just imagine how that went down. She just hops out of town. What's going on?
This stuff actually can't be real. It can't be real, sure. I feel like he's cheated on me with two short men made of ceramic. I'm 5'8" and now wonder if I shouldn't wear heels around him. Do I say something to him about this, Cheryl?
Oh, Cheryl, that's magic, man.
That is a brilliant one. Thank you, Cheryl. It's the best one I've heard for a long time.
That's a week.
Wow. I'll sort
the dinner, shall I? I'll put extra plates out.
Just not not talking to each other over the dinner. Can you pass me the salt, please?
Ask Kenneth.
Can we just talk about Ken and Francis? Just pass me the salt. I can't.
Ken and Francis.
Why did Ken have his trousers down? Oh, my dear. Polishing his gnomes. Polishing his gnome in the bathroom.
Candles out. Candles.
I mean,
scented candles, bath bombs.
I mean, like, doing stuff like this doesn't make you an absolute nutter. Like, you know, you're not going to be like in that film Psycho where
the sort of thing you do when you're a kid when it's bath time. You play with your toys in the bath.
How old is this guy? I think we're beyond that, mate.
That's what I'm saying. How old is this guy?
I mean, he's full on putting on voices. He's full on.
Different personalities.
Ken's got to come in because it's raining and he doesn't like the rain. He's giving him a wash.
And Francis doesn't like staying out late.
Well, no doubt he's giving him a wash, putting voice on, going, cheers for washing me, mate. Oh, I've been in these dungarees for ages. Haven't caught a sausage out there in the pond. Dear, oh dear.
Yeah, what do you think of Cheryl?
Imagine to be honest. You're going to leave her. Ken, stop it. Okay?
I'm thinking of a divorce.
Francis, what do you reckon? I think she needs to go.
Francis is so gruff.
She's called Jim Bummers with us, look.
Jim gruff Francis.
I've got Terry out there. He's catching a difficult. And it's all because of that Cheryl girl. She better make dinner for me as well.
Oh, God.
Absolutely unreal.
Oh. That's where, Cheryl, you should have put your foot down when it comes to them going in the bedroom. If you let it go too far, I think. Let them in the house, sure. Let them in the living room near the garden door. Don't even let them upstairs.
You've got
nowhere near the bedroom.
Oh, absolutely.
Like dogs. Don't let the dog in the bedroom. Don't let the gnomes in.
I find it weird that the gnomes are there anyway. Of course they're weird, but the voices are the thing that are the most puzzling thing. And you do need to tackle this, Cheryl,
that's
I'm afraid.
Different personalities.
Yeah, because that's, you know, you don't know what could be going on. Next time you'll catch him, he'll be in bed.
Ooh.
And you will think he's having an affair. Just be like, quick, we've got to finish up. Cheryl's coming back. Ken, no!
Wait!
And you burst in going, who's under the covers? Pull it back. And Ken's got a smile on his face.
Where's your fishing rod gone, Ken?
Exactly. No! You stop making excuses! Tell me where Ken's fishing rod is now!
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, that is not called for.
It's a fantastic one, Cheryl. Do confront him, though, and see how far the relationship with Ken and Francis actually goes. What happens next? And after you do, please let us know again.
Yeah, 100%. We want an update on this one, Cheryl.
Do you know what? It's time to play a song. Cause
yeah, I'm exhausted.
Absolutely. This one, I'm loving. It's by Snake Hips, who are great as well. And this song's called Forever, Part 2. Here we go.
Disbelieving, way above the borderline. You pushed me right into the deep end, girl. Ain't got no choice but take the dive. Forever in my life, I see you. Defenses way above the edge of time. You're playing right into my weakness, girl. Ain't got no choice but lose or fight. Forever in my life, I see you. Forever you're in my eyes, I can't lose.
Presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
On the next show, we're going to be chatting to legendary status Chuck D of Public Enemy. So be there. Hit us up at foobarradio.com/hiphop and get involved. If you think you've got what it takes to be part of the open mic, send us your demos through and make sure you listen back to all those archived shows and all the goodness. This is Hip Hop on Foobar.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That's right. Send your emails to Sarah if you want to get involved with that.
Yeah, sounds decent to be fair. Like a bit of open mic rapping. So yeah, you know, I might send an email in myself.
Oh yeah.
Get shot back. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was a great little email. I had me chuckling through that song. I did very much enjoy it.
Yeah, well done. Thank you to that, Cheryl.
It's unbelievable. Playing in the bath. Hey, my girlfriend doesn't have gnomes, but she hates having a bath. and won't get into it unless I let her play with a bucket and spade.
Oh gosh!
I asked her what she wanted to. I asked her what she wanted to wanted for Christmas, and she wanted a new one. She's 25. I've given up trying to work out what's going on, and just go with the flow now. Sam in South London. I mean, literally, I'm starting to think like I didn't think that there were people rolling like this in life, but there is full on people just, you know, not letting go of their youth, is there? You know,
I thought it was a female thing that they love baths. I've never met someone who hates baths.
Well, I mean, she's obviously up for a bath as long as there's a bucket and space in there.
Got to have some play equipment in there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of sand knocking about for the castle. Unreal. Nice one, Sam. You're being very patient, mate. You stay with it, mate. You stick in there. Hopefully she's worth it. Nice one. But I know we're into our blast from the bar section.
Sorry, I'm still chuckling from Sam. I mean, his friends come round and he's got all these toys and stuff in the bathroom. I didn't know you had kids.
Yeah. I done.
No, exactly. She's at it again. She's 26 next month. Right. We're in Blast from the Past. Our buzzword this week is shame.
Yes, and thank you to all the emails you guys have already sent in with that buzzword.
Yeah, I think
you've... fantastic ones.
It's been a wonderful little precursor, really, for our buzzword this week with your shame stories. Mm. Now, the reason why it's shame this week is probably because of the way my New Year's Eve went. I mean, I didn't snog anyone. I just snogged my best mate's girlfriend. So I'm not quite at the peaks yet of our show today, but... I disgraced myself. Shame was felt.
Wait, when you told me this story, I laughed.
Just a geezer. I mean, it's kind of a combination of all of our stories, really. Mm. Yeah, that feeling shame, but just haven't grown up, clearly. I went round to my mate's flat. He's got a really, like, he's got basically a penthouse in this, like, tall block. So that was really good. Went round there, having a nice time and all that, and we were going to watch the fireworks. A bit of a damp squib, to be fair. But in general, we were having a good time or whatnot. I bought a big bottle of JD round, you know, and I was hitting it pretty hard. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. You know, New Year's Eve's one of those where you just put it all out there. So basically, the party wasn't actually that great. Like, loads of people left, and there was actually only about eight of us there, you know.
A gathering.
It ended up being a gathering. You don't want a gathering on New Year's Eve. So we're in this massive block of flats. So by the end, what we did was just start walking down the stairs, listening out for music, and then just knocking on the doors. Knocking on the random doors again. You all right? Having a party, huh?
Sniffing out a party.
Exactly.
Hold on.
rolling around with a bottle of JD in your hand, just going, right, happy New Year, here he is. Do I know you? You do now, you know. And rolled in. So we rolled into one girl's flat.
It worked.
Oh, yeah, it was happening all the time, mate. Oh, we were running riot. So went into the first place, you know, that was pretty cool, you know. But it was more chilled and it was before 12 at that point. Mm. So I wasn't that battered. So then we went out and watched the fireworks. And then we went back upstairs and then came down because it was dead up there. And went for another party. And there was one that was much more loud and happening kind of thing. And went to that party, and basically I went in there, and clearly I hadn't quite judged how battered I actually was.
Oh, no.
So I was in there trying to chirp a few people, not going to lie, trying to chat some ladies up. Clearly I'm not at my best when half the bottle of JD's gone. Suddenly, fraudulent. Absolutely, Baldwin. Not true anymore. So that weren't working. But somehow I was in this girl's bedroom. Well, sounds good, but it wasn't, as you soon found out. And I was in the girl's bedroom, you know, I was chatting to her or whatever, and all of a sudden my mates just heard some screams. And they're like, what? She's like, ah! Runs out. And I'm like, what's going on? She runs out and goes, he's throwing up everywhere! And I'm just throwing up over this girl's flat. Like, oh, my God. Acting like a straight-up 17-year-old. Like, they're like, get him in the bathroom now.
Oh, no. Get him in the bathroom. Like that guest house Paradiso style. Just like,
around the girl's flat, I don't even know her. Like, I don't even know. I'm chundering and literally, you know, I'm too grown for that stuff, right? So in the end, my mate, they were like, the other girl came out and went, get him out of here now.
Oh, God.
So my mates dragged me up to her, like, my mate's flat and just put me to bed, basically.
Oh, no.
I mean, would have woke up with a bit of shame anyway. But I woke up and realised that I'd lost my coat. My coat was in the flat where I'd just been sitting. I knocked on the door and this girl's face, when she opened it, I was like, I am so sorry. And she was like, what? What for? Turning up at the party and throwing up all over my mate's carpet? I was like, yeah, that. I was like, can I clean up or anything? She's like, no, just take the bin liners down. I was like, I am so sorry. And I was like, what are you doing in your life, mate? At this age, still chundering like a 17-year-old. So I felt shame.
So you should for that.
And I should. But I also asked my mate if he had any stories of shame, and he told me quite a good one. He went to Notting Hill Carnival. And anyone who's been, Notting Hill Carnival's brilliant, you should go anyway, but anyone who's been knows that there's quite a crisis when it comes to needing to go to a toilet sometimes, especially as the day goes on. And a lot of people who live around the area sell their house, like they sell like use of their toilets for like £1 to go in or whatever. So my mate paid £1 to go into a house to use the toilet. But he was standing on the stairs, like three flights of stairs or whatever, and he's so busting. He's like, oh, my God, I'm going to wet myself or whatever. So someone had left some plastic cups, like, by this window. Oh, no. So he's like, I've just got to go. He's just weed into the plastic cups, right?
Oh, no.
But as he was doing it, someone started walking down. He's like, ah! Oh, no! Panicked, like, stopped weeing. And threw the wee cup out of the window to try and get rid of it. And all of a sudden, he's just heard, ah!
Oh, no!
He's just chucked his wee all over someone.
Dashing wee! Who dashes wee?
He's the same guy who had spiders down his pants. he says he feels a lot of shame about that, to be fair. And I think he's right. But that song, it makes me think a song called Shame, actually. This is a kind of remix by DJ Koza of a Freddie Gibbs song called Shame, with BJ the Chicago Kid providing vocals. Here it comes.
It's 2 a.m., the place is gonna close.
Here we are.
It ain't gonna be the walker's chain, baby. I like that song a lot. Guys, you're listening to Johnny and Inell. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inell on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, you're listening to Johnny and Inell, and it's the first show back of 2016.
Oh, yeah, it's been a good one.
Yeah, it's been fun, man. I've been laughing non-stop this show, man. You guys have made me laugh.
We've got the best listeners, I think, and yeah. We've got the weirdest ones, definitely, and ones that are the most, you know, they're shameless, quite apparently.
Let's be honest. We got
we'll credit where credit's due. You're very entertaining, but you've got no shame between any of you, to be honest. And you're quite happy to put it all out there. Find comfort in each other, didn't you? We're just the mediums conducting it. But I know it's buzzword is shame. Give us your story of shame.
Shame story. My story goes to it was my friend's 30th birthday, and it was a thing where she hired out like an area of a nightclub, and she wanted everybody to dress up smart and nicely for her birthday. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go in a good suit, look all dapper. Went to the barbers, got my hair cut, looking sharp. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go turn up. I turned up like about 10 o'clock, and I was looking all nice. Everyone kept commenting on how good I looked. And you know when you feel nice when you're in a suit and everyone keeps saying you look nice. And I was like, yeah, and I was like buzzing the entire time. I was walking around the club, and everyone's like, yeah, you look nice. I'm like,
damn, yeah, right,
that's it.
Take a picture.
Strutting around, last longer. I was like literally just strutting around the nightclub, and everyone's like turning heads like, ooh. So then it gets there, like everyone's, it's getting late into the evening. Everyone's enjoying themselves, a bit liquored up, and then it's a little battle circle starts up, like, because everyone's just on it, and then like the tunes are playing, the DJ's dropping some bangers.
So
like,
you're looking fly as well. So right now you're feeling. You're feeling
that's
like
me.
That, yeah.
That's me. That's okay. Me. I felt it. I know how it feels.
And then what? And then what happened?
So we're in the circle. Everyone's going, oh, oh, oh. Everyone's like busting different moves. People are just jumping in, busting moves. I was like, oh, I'm going in. I started doing a little robot thing. Everyone's like, yeah. Like, it's that guy with the fly guy. And I'm like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, I went low on a tune. Went low, and because my suit was like so tailored, I split my ass trousers just. Split literally from the crotch all the way up the back to the belt.
Oh dear, that's a big one. It's not even a little one.
Straight through, and like as soon as it happened, I felt it. As soon as it went down, I was like, oh. As soon as I came up, I just could feel the draft straight away.
It's getting cold in here.
I was like, I know what's happened. I can't see it, but I know what's happened. And I just stopped dancing. I'm in the middle of the battle circle, and I was like, ah. And then I just like scuttle off, and I was like, oh no. And then I had to do, a few people noticed, and they were like, ooh, 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 but look, not everyone saw, because it's like dark and the lights are flashing. I was like, I can't stay in the club. Like, I had my back to the wall the entire time. Like, I can't stay in this club. I gotta go home. And I had to, and it was freezing outside, but I remember I had to take my suit jacket off and wrap it around my waist like you do at school. You know, you put your finger, wrap it around, and oh, I was walking down the street. With my blazer, like. Yeah, by myself, that's right. I was walking home, and I was like, oh no, this is terrible. But I just remember the amount of shame that I felt, because I remember getting on the tube and stuff, and I looked completely stupid because it was freezing out. And I'm going around with a preppy. It's like, everyone's looking at me like, why have you not got that on? It's, like, it's freezing.
He thinks he's cool.
but that reminds me of the tune. Casey and the Sunshine Band, Get Down On It Tonight, because I literally got down.
You went down. Here it comes.
Like
night. Get down. With your split trousers. Do a little dance.
Mate, my boxes are red as well, you know.
Oh, dear.
So you definitely saw.
Oh, yeah. In case you were wondering, I split them.
Yes, I split my ass.
Yeah, they're gone.
I got a big ass.
That's why I'm walking around like a baboon right now.
I did, you know, I did.
Do you know what? I know we've had some emails.
Email time.
Yep. Phantom Flusher.
Oh, gosh.
Can you two start a detective agency and help me solve the case of which one of my housemates is flushing the toilet while I'm in the shower? Every day without fail, someone flushes the toilet while I'm in the shower. My house is quite old, so the toilet isn't in the same room as the bath. I have asked my housemates and they all deny it. It gets a bit supernatural when one day when I knew I was alone in the house and I thought, perfect, I can shower in peace. But lo and behold, the toilet flushed. Either someone is messing with me or my house is haunted. Justin.
Oh. That's why. That, you know that's an old house when you've got a plan when to go to the shower.
Yeah.
In case someone needs to go to the toilet.
Exactly. Planning your showers around other people's craps.
I'm going to be in the bathroom for the next 10 minutes, so if you guys could not.
Yeah. Anyone, just to be clear, does anyone need a crap right now? Because I want to wash. yeah. Wow, it's a tricky one, isn't it? You know, you might have to...
I say you could get them CCTV cameras put up.
Yeah. If in doubt, always put a CCTV camera in a shower. That's the best way to solve my solution. To be fair, I actually knew a geezer. Well, I don't know him, but someone...
Quickly de-associate yourself.
Exactly.
I was quick.
Don't want to contaminate, cross-contamination there, but some geezer done that in our halls at uni.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Used to flash the toilets at the end of the day.
No, put a camera in a public shower, yeah. At a webcam stream. It's outrageous, yeah, yeah.
Webcam?
Yeah, he was.
Did you have the web address?
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, he's doing his own thing. I think he was charging premium rate to me. Outrageous guy. But yeah, so don't
you
do that.
You probably starred in a couple.
Well, thanks. Nah, definitely not, actually. But this guy, you don't even know, to be fair. It could be anywhere. Belly button.
Ooh.
Hello, you seem to have some interesting relationship stories.
Yeah.
I don't think mine is that weird. My boy, thank you. We'll be the judge of that, thank you. My boyfriend can only get to sleep if he has his finger in my belly button. Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah, no,
yeah, no, that's not weird. That's good.
Oh my gosh.
At least it's not weird. He waited until the second time I stayed over his house to tell me about it. So he's already had a sleepless night, the one before.
Tell you what, I could get a wink of sleep.
Staring at your belly button going, if she'd only let me. Oh, I'll go to work tired because of her.
I mean, I don't care if you don't sleep with me, but...
Yeah. May I? But he's done it ever since. He says it comforts him. He keeps it there for most of the night. It was a little odd at first, but now it's sort of okay. The only slight issue is if it comes out when I roll into my tummy, he rolls me back over to put in my belly button again. I quite like sleeping on my tummy and miss it sometimes. Wendy and Epping.
Oh no, he's like, what are you getting, Wendy?
Yeah. Do you think you're doing it?
What are you getting?
And disrupting my night.
Trying to get sleep, you know, I've got work in the morning.
Don't try and unplug yourself.
From the Matrix. Where are you going, Wendy?
Yeah. I'll get off my phalange umbilical cord, thank you.
I can tell, it's one of them instant reactions. As soon as she, like, moves, it's like...
What are you doing? That's brilliant. Thank you for that, Wendy.
That's fantastic.
You are wrong. It definitely is weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Last one. Right, Shane. One of my most shameful moments was last summer when I was at a house party.
Ooh.
Enjoy. During the party, I was chatting to my mate and this girl I quite liked. We seemed to be getting on well, and the drinks kept going until the wee hours. Mm. There was a moment in the night where I must have blacked out, because the next thing I remember is I'm outside with my trousers off, laying on the grass, covered in glitter, singing, I'm a star! That's from Pete.
Oh, Pete's got punked.
Yeah. Well, I think that... I don't think he got punked. I think he's punked himself, to be fair. Well, that was his tactic to woo the
don't
ladies.
Don't you dare blame that on anyone else, Pete. Yeah. You're the only one responsible.
Love that, Pete. I'm a star, mate. Definitely. What What a wonderful way to get people interested.
What a way to end the show as well.
And you're right, there should be a bit of shame there, like the rest of us have admitted it today. But it's got to the end of the show.
I know, and 2016 is a new year, guys, so forget that shame. Don't worry about it. It's been a whole year now.
Yeah, it's time to get more shame this year. New shame. Don't worry about that stuff. That's old news. But apart from that, guys, we really enjoyed our first show back this year.
Thank you guys for tuning in for the first one.
Yeah, and thanks for getting in touch. We always love the interaction with you guys. So make sure you tune in next week, at Thursday at 4 p.m. where we'll be back live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
That's right. Make sure you tell your friends as well and subscribe to us on iTunes. We're on iTunes now.
Yeah, we're on iTunes. Download that podcast. Apart from that, we're on Twitter at Johnny and Inel.
At Inel.
And I'm at Johnny I. Cochran. Mm-hmm. See you next week, guys. Thursday at 4 p.m. Bye-bye.
See ya.